The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Hillsborough and County Down is what we want to talk about first, because there's a teenager there called Darcy Britton Disson being hotly tipped as Ireland's next top model, even though she's only 13 years of age and she's recently signed her first modelling contract. Well, Darcy and her mum Brenda, that's Brenda McCleary, they join me now from the Belfast studios. Welcome to you both, folks. First of all, Darcy, Belfast Fashion Week, how did it go last week?
Yeah, the press launch, it was really enjoyable, meeting all the models and everything.
And what were you wearing? Was it some kind of a winter collection or a coming up collection, an autumn collection?
Yeah, it was an autumn collection, and there was a variety of colours, and they were really nice outfits, yeah.
Okay, when it comes to actually modelling, what kind of modelling do you actually do?
Well, that was more catwalk modelling, but photography modelling is what I'm more into.
And how did that all start for you, Darcy? What happened? I mean, like, how is it that now at the age of 13 you are a model?
Well, it started from my tennis coach telling me that I should join CMPR, and from then I did a test shoot, which became very popular on social media.
Wait a minute, so CMPR, this is a big model agency, is it?
Yeah.
And they put the pictures out, and then on social media people give a thumbs up and they say, yeah, this one's good, Darcy's good, take
yeah.
her.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, that's how it works. Okay, well, Brenda, how about you? For instance, like, you know, modelling is, like, I know that what Darcy does is she goes to school and she's very good in school. I know that she does sport and she's very good at sport. Modelling is just another thing, is it? Just a new string to her bow.
Absolutely. You know, it's something that we were getting a lot of encouragement from all of our friends and from other people that she should really have a go at. So we were a little bit curious as to whether she could. And then when, you know, as Darcy said, her tennis coach was already working with CMPR, he set up a meeting, and Darcy went down and was interviewed by Cathy Martin, did a little walk for her, and it all really started from there.
And like, there would be those who would say, and there have been observers who've expressed concern with pictures of Darcy were posted on the CMPR modelling agency Facebook page, arguing that she just isn't old enough yet, that 13 is too young. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the pictures speak for themselves. I think that she doesn't really look like a 13-year-old. And, you know, they pretty much represent Darcy as she looks in everyday life. People have been assuming that Darcy is 16 from she was about the age of 10. You know, she's just one of those girls who's grown up early, and not just physically, but, you know, she is very mature and sort of emotionally mature. So I think that she's well able to take this on. And certainly everything that we've come across recently, you know, so far has been very positive. And she's enjoyed it all.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures here now, and like, I would have probably said about 16, all right, and there's one up there on the right, but there's one here in the school uniform. What's that, Friends School in Lisburn, is it?
That's correct, yes.
And that's a normal girl in a normal school uniform.
Exactly.
It could be 16 easily, indeed. Okay, so like, when she's up there on the catwalk, and when you see her in a photo shoot, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Is it just pride?
Absolutely. You know, I think she looks great. And, you know, she's happy as well, which every mother wants to see her child doing something that she's happy doing. You know, she's turned what could have been quite negative feelings towards her, because she does look a little bit different from some of her friends. And she used to get a little bit of a hard time, as does everybody who stands out a little bit. And she's turned that potential negativity into something really positive, and I think it's great.
Actually, what's the height? What height are you, Darcy? Are you tall? You look tall in that photo, but I don't know.
I'm 5'8", so I'm quite small, but I'm hoping I'll grow a tiny bit.
You don't necessarily have... I always think models are supposed to be tall, are they? I'm wrong about that, am I?
Well, I think if you know, to go to, you know, perhaps if you're thinking of Milan or places like that, they are a bit taller. But, you know, we'll see. Darcy, as everybody says, is only 13, so she may have a couple more inches in her.
Actually, 5'8 is big enough, actually, now that I think about it, I presume, yeah. Okay, now, like, am I right in thinking that the modelling agency wanted to wait until Darcy was 13 before taking her on, and if, you know, and that they had noticed her and had marked her down as somebody they definitely want to have on their books some time back?
Yeah, well, you know, we did speak to them initially towards the end of 2014, when she was still 12. They then just approached us recently to do this test shoot, and I suppose they just wanted to see what she looked like in front of the lens. And I think probably they were as surprised as we were how well she did look. And, you know, that, as you know, Darcy said, it all happened from then.
Right, indeed. And Darcy, what about the stuff that you do, like, in terms of sport? What kind of sport do you do?
Well, I play hockey, netball, tennis, badminton, and athletics. And I think my height is quite an advantage for me.
Wow, you do all that. And yeah. Do you have time for any kind of proper academic studies? Because the exam's coming up in a few years' time.
It's crazy trying to fit everything in, to be honest.
And by the way, just trying to fit everything in, what does that now mean in terms of the modelling? I mean, what's next? Like, you've just done the Fashion Week last week in terms of the autumn collection, as you call it. So is there something coming up that you're going to have to take time off for?
No, I think I'm going to focus more on my sport and my academics and basically just do modelling as a hobby outside of school whenever I have time to do it.
Well, the Fashion Week itself is coming up. That was just the preview of
Fashion Week. Oh, I get you. Right, that was the preview last week.
So
right,
it's actually coming up on the 15th to the 17th of October in Belfast. And I think that the tickets are selling quite fast. So if anybody wants to go, they should get them soon.
And what does that mean? Like that you have to, pardon my ignorance here, but you walk down a catwalk wearing stuff that people might be able to afford and wear in the autumn. Is that it?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Simple as that. So there might be a few coats and a few scarves, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, like other Irish designers and worldwide designers and all the rest of it, do you really care about that? You just say, I have to wear this thing in the next 5 minutes, I'll wear it.
Yeah, you just got to chuck it on and walk down the catwalk.
Exactly, yeah. And are you around all the time, Brenda, when all this
is
happening?
Yes, absolutely. So I tag along and I'm there. And, you know, I've got to say, I was there with her last Thursday and had the opportunity to meet some of the other CMPR models and was really impressed with all of them. They were the, you know, very friendly, articulate, you know, helpful group of people, and I think that they're really good. You know, as a mother, I think that they're not, you know, they're good people for Darcy to have exposure to, and they're pretty good role models as well.
Yeah, because like Darcy mentioned there earlier on that, like, I didn't know this. What happens is they take headshots, they take photos of you and they put them up on their Facebook page. If they put them up on their Facebook page, what are they putting them up there for? Is it for like approval or some kind of a vote? Some kind of, if enough people like this, we'll sign this person. Is that the way it works?
No, it was just because Kathy was really pleased with the photos and she just decided to post them on her Facebook page and then they became very popular.
Ah, I see, right. And Brenda, I presume having been backstage and all the rest of it, or whatever you call it, do you feel that Darcy is definitely getting enough protection and guidance from the agency and this is the one to be with? You don't want to talk about any other agency than the one you're with at the moment.
No, everything I saw was just, you know, as I wanted it to be and, you know, I have no qualms about letting her do further work if she's asked.
Right, I mean, I'm looking at pictures here and I don't see specifically necessarily sultry poses as such. And there would be those who would say that, I mean, I presume there are sultry poses somewhere and therefore you should be possibly 16, blah, 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 etc. You've no, like, can you fight off the people who say 13 is too young, is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's, as we said, she's not styled or posed in those photographs. They pretty much are Darcy as she is. And, you know, She looks like that when she's in her school uniform. She looks like that when she's on holidays with us on a beach. You know, we just have to let her be herself. And you know, if that works in a modelling forum, then that's fantastic.
And you have an answer for everybody who might say, like, being sexualised too young and all those kind of things. Like, they don't know necessarily what they're talking about because they haven't been part of all of this as you now have.
Well, I think that some people may have seen the photographs and thought, you know, that her age, she is 13, which for some people can be a child, and perhaps have felt that she was made to look older in the photographs. But, you know, that's not the case. 13 is a funny age. Some people are still children at 13. Some people have grown up. And you know, as I said, Darcy is just Darcy in those photographs. Whatever people take from those photographs, we can't really do anything about that. I think that, you know, we're just letting her do this. Very supportive. But obviously we do have to be cautious because, you know, some people have taken provocative from some of the photographs. You know, we couldn't have foreseen that they would have at all. We also couldn't have foreseen that the photographs would have been seen by so many people. Mm. So, you know, in hindsight, we've learned a little bit as well. But, you know, all in all, we're very supportive and think that she should proceed with this.
Do you know, it's a funny thing. I look at these photographs here and I say, if somebody said, what age is that girl there, I probably would have said about 16. But if you tell me she's 13, I wouldn't exactly bat an eyelid. I'd just say, yeah, okay, she's 13. Yeah, fair enough. You know, because I wouldn't necessarily always know those things. Okay, so the fashion world, it has been a pretty positive and informative experience in terms of the full development of your child so far, and you've nothing against it at all.
No, well, it's a fantastic industry, isn't it?
I presume it is. Well, I don't know. I don't know much about it. But, I mean, I have read things about it, though, that sometimes later on in life people don't like it and have had a tough time. By the way, your dad, by the way, Darcy, and your brother, they are very supportive of your new role, I presume, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're really supportive.
And did I get your surname right, by the way, earlier on?
Yeah, yes. Britain Disson. It's a mouthful.
So I'm giving myself a pat on the back for that one. Okay, so your brother is what age?
He's 16.
He's 16, and you're both at school. Yeah, you're both at school in Lisburn, is it?
Yeah, same school friends.
All right, same school friends. You hang around, etc. Yeah. did you ever play tennis with your brother?
Well, I used to play tennis, but I was diagnosed with scapular bursitis, which affects the movement of my shoulders, so I had to stop.
And can you play other sports, the ones you mentioned earlier on?
I had to sit out from tennis and athletics last season, but hopefully I'll be starting up in hockey and netball this season.
All right, and by the way, like it affects your shoulders, is that it?
Yeah, the shoulders and the movement of my neck.
Wow. Just in terms of having a laugh with your school friends and all the rest, is there pressure for you, you know, to stay thin, or do you have to constantly diet, or do you even think along those lines?
Not really. I said to my mum earlier, as soon as we got here, that we're getting a McDonald's on the way home.
Yeah, right, okay, that's fair enough. So I'm sure that speaks volumes, all right. I understand, so you like your tennis and your badminton, your athletics, your hockey, your netball, and you don't play as much tennis probably as you used to.
But
what about the schoolwork? I presume the schoolwork still has to take priority.
Yeah, well, I haven't even picked my GCSEs yet, but I know that I want to go to university and go down that road and pursue all the things that I wanted to do before the model even started.
And university would be where? I mean, would it be where you are sitting now in Belfast?
You never know, really, as people keep telling me.
It's way too far away, you're right, absolutely, yeah, for God's sake. Now, and just by the way, your friends, how do your friends feel about all of this?
Most of them are being really supportive, yeah, but my...
Oh, most of them are being really supportive. Tell me about the others.
Well, you get the people that never really liked you and aren't that pleased with something, like, good happening to you.
By the way, I mentioned earlier and alluded to the fact that sometimes later on in life in the fashion and modelling industry, there are bad stories. Have you ever heard of any kind of the negative side of the fashion world or the modelling industry or anything?
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot about the personalities of some models when you get like higher up in the industry. But as I say, I'm only 13 and it's only a hobby for me at the minute.
And you're not going to change, Darcy, are you?
Never.
No, never. Okay, fair enough. By the way, like Brenda, potential models, like you say, like she is more mature for her age. I'm sorry to use the word she as though she isn't there, but like your daughter would be, you've said like herself that she is more mature than you might have thought of her, or than a lot of other 13-year-olds might be. So are potential models, have you found that they are assessed, you know, if you like, for their maturity for the job?
Well, I think when they're thinking of a girl as young as 13, they would have to assess that. You know, I think there has been a lot of things recently. I think Kate Moss has said that she suffered from starting modelling so early, but like, she was on the world stage. She wasn't in Belfast, and I think it's a whole world away. You know, if I didn't think Darcy was able to cope with this, and to be honest, with all the publicity that she's had, she's really coped with it really, really well. It's probably better than the rest of us, and I'm confident that she's gonna not suffer it from this at all.
And I presume there hasn't been any introductions or any kind of interviews or any talks or sitting in front of somebody at a desk where you weren't there as well.
Absolutely, I'm always there.
Right, yeah. What about stuff like, you know, is it a standard thing, do you think, for all models, including 13-year-olds, that they're vital statistics, if that's the word for it, that they're sent out to clients and are very public knowledge?
Well, I think there are some statistics about Darcy on the website, the CMPR website, but they don't go into too much detail. And there are models of all ages and all sizes that all do very well. I think if you're alluding to being very thin and trying to keep thin, Darcy's young, does a lot of exercise and keeps thin naturally, and hence her statistics are, look model sized, but they don't give too many details away.
And I presume also, by the way, just on the thing of always being with Darcy, that, you know, that the people in the agency and the people at these shows will actually kind of, you know, want to invite the parents back. It's not just that you have to ask, can I go where she is, please?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was, everybody was so welcoming to me on Thursday whenever we were at the preview. And, you know, I was just with her all the time and taking photographs for, you know, for the scrapbook. So, you know, there was no issue with that. And in fact, I think if I hadn't been there, it would have been more of a problem for the agency.
Right. And by the way, like Christian Dior, leading designer, Christian Dior, I should say, recently got criticised for using a 14-year-old girl in a show. I mean, can you understand why this happens or why this is? But you just, you know, you have to take each sort of thing on its own merits.
Yeah, well, that model, I think, Sophia McKettner, I think she was in a see-through dress, which was the reason that there was a lot of interest. Well, there was a lot of people saying that it shouldn't have happened. So, you know, I know that Darcy will never be styled in that way. You know, I know that Cathy Martin just wouldn't do that to her. So I don't have that concern for Darcy. But obviously there are concerns about models who are appearing on these, you know, world stages who are subjected to things like that.
OK, so next up, is school back next week, is it?
This Friday.
Week? Friday, it's yes. This week. Janie, okay, so Friday of this week. And will you have to take some days off in October, or do you have those days? It's probably a midterm break anyway, is it?
Yeah, I think we're off school.
Perfect. So they put the whole thing on just for you, so you can have a midterm break. Excellent, coming up to Halloween. All right, well, listen, look, enjoy it in October and enjoy going back to school next.
Thank you.
What year in school will you be in next week, Darcy?
I'm going into third year.
Third year, all right, okay. And when is the big exam for you? Is it the end of this? Is it next summer or is it 24 months' time?
Well, I 24. Do some GCSEs next year, GCSEs, but the year after is when they're
right,
flat
indeed,
out.
Yeah, well, you will be flat out, especially with all the sport as well. So yeah. Listen, congratulations and onwards and upwards, and thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Right, and listen, the very best of luck to you both. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.